What's going on? It's a rainy day here in Jersey. I don't know if you can see. All right, on this video, I want to talk to you about, I'm giving you three tips on how to become successful in network marketing. All right, three tips on how to become successful in network marketing. Let me make sure that this one, you like my forest over here? Cool, right? Yeah, if you can't see what I'm talking about, that means you need to go to my YouTube video and subscribe. You're probably listening to me on iTunes, but I still don't want to waste your time either. But I want to give you three tips on how to succeed in network marketing. One of the problems with the traditional list of MLM is this, okay? There's a lot of people that get into the game and never realize that this is a professional business, right? There's a lot of people that get into the game and they waste time, but worse is that they waste other people's time. And that's very, very sad. And that's what I want to talk to you too about today. So I'm going to give you three tips, okay? If you're a beginner in network marketing, if you're a beginner in network marketing, I'm going to tell you, yes, sure, you should launch your home business by inviting your friends over and doing a lunch, okay? Just like any other business. That's okay, okay? So your existing network and circle of influence, it's okay to launch your business through them. That's okay, okay? But here's where the problem comes in for a lot of people. And then the upline goes and say, hey, you need to do another one. Hey, you need to do another one, right? The only people that should be doing another one is brand new people you are recruiting, okay? And if you're not recruiting any brand new people, then it's simply time for you to take it a step further, okay? So Rich Dad Poor Dad will tell you that we don't use languages like I can't. You know, most people say I can't and then they quit the business altogether. Big mistake, right? That's fundamentally a big mistake if you call yourself an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs don't say I can't. We say how can I? We solve problems, right? That's what we do. There's no such thing as I can't. Can't is not in our vocabulary. We don't do that. And you shouldn't either. You should avoid ever doing that. You don't say I can't. Okay, you don't quit on yourself and say you can't. You find out how you can. And my story in network marketing started a long time ago, but I really didn't launch any network marketing team until April of 2009. And at the time, that was the first time my brother and I decided to go into business together. And we did okay. But at some point, things stalled, right? And the first meeting I did, I invited about 62 people or so. About 23 people showed up. And then only one person joined, right? And it was a very exhaustive thing. Not physically, but you know the idea of inviting somebody over so you can pitch them. That's an exhausting thing. I don't care who you are. I don't care how good of a salesperson you are. Especially, and at that time, I'd become very successful in business already. So sales wasn't new to me, but it was still very stressful for me to depend on my existing circle of influence and family and friends. It's just a very stressful thing because everybody has their own problems and path and journey going on. And the worst thing I wanted to become is become another needy person. But that's essentially what people become. Never mind that you're not supposed to. That's what people become, right? You become needy and you start chasing. And when you become needy in any of your relationship, husband and wife, girlfriend or boyfriend, business, partnerships, you become needy, then you chase people away, okay? The very opposite of what you want to happen will happen, okay? Your anxiety, your fear, all that stuff will chase people away. That's what's going to happen if you exercise neediness. And that's what most network marketers do, either they realize it or not, okay? So with that being said, you can, as a beginner, yes, it's okay to launch your business. It's okay to launch your business with family and friends, but you shouldn't keep calling the same people over to present the same thing to them or to bother them, all right? You're coming off as a nuisance and as needy. So after that, it's time to learn something, which is the first tip I'm going to give to you right now, which is marketing. The second word in network marketing is marketing. That's the first tip. You need to learn marketing. Okay, network marketing. The size of your network will determine your net worth, right? Part of that is the quality of your network. To be frank with you, most of our family and friends, we all have dysfunctional families here and there, right? And most of them are not built to be entrepreneurs. That's just what it is. There are people that will join. Like I said in my story earlier, 62 people came, invited 23 people, and then one person joined. Guess what that one person that joined did? Nothing. They quit on the business. In fact, she called me back days later to get her $500 back. Okay? Why? Because, you know, it's just what it is. Now, some people may have been luckier. It's complete luck. And maybe recruit two or three from their first home meetings. That's just luck. But I don't like building my business around luck. And it was okay that I launched my business with my family. Now they know what I do. Some of them can become customers. But it's time to take it up a notch and become a professional marketer. See, the second word in network marketing is marketing. Okay? And this is, in my opinion, is the most important word, right? Network, you have an existing network. How do you grow the network? There's only one way, marketing. Okay? So marketing, the good news here is that it does not defile. It does not defile what we know in traditional MLM, which is promote, promote, promote. They taught you that, hopefully, right? Some of them say invite, invite, invite. Now, the difference here is that we're not just inviting our family and friends. We can start with that, but it's time to grow the network. In my world, in the professional world, we call it a pipeline. It's time to grow a pipeline of people that I can, brand new people that I can invite over and over and over again. So, the first tip for you, if you want to be successful in network marketing, the first tip is marketing. You need to become a marketing master. You need to get into marketing mastery. And the good news is that it doesn't matter where you go in life. You have to do the same thing. You could be applying for a job. If you become very good at marketing, you will nail every job you want. Okay? So it's not something you can avoid in life. Marketing and sales is something we all do. If you dress up very nicely and you walk out of your door, guess what you're doing? Marketing and sales. It is what it is, all right? So the second tip here that I'm going to give you is the internet, okay? The internet is where you're watching me right now, on your phone, wherever, it's on the internet. And you listen to me on podcast, you're listening to me on the internet. And yes, a few years back, a lot of traditionalist MLM kicked against the idea of marketing on the internet. They thought, oh, you know, it's not duplicatable, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, now everybody is waking up to it. And but they're still doing it wrongly, by the way. I'm going to talk about that on tip number three, okay? But you need to leverage the internet. The internet is where the attention is. Money follows attention. Thanks, Grant Cardone, for putting that in my mouth. It's true. Money follows attention. And if you're not hanging out where the attention is, which is not on your dining table any longer, people that sit down on your dining table in your house, your kids, guess where the attention is? On the phone. I know it's a bad idea, it's a bad habit, but it happens. It's the reality. If you're hanging at the club, guess where? You're hanging at the club, dance club, guess where everybody is? On their phone. It's sad, but it's the reality. So guess where you need to be? What you need to leverage, where the attention is, and that's the internet. All right? So the idea, you know, I'm just going to do it belly to belly, because the belly of digital age is the internet. How belly to belly do you need me to get closer to you now than through this video? This is belly to belly. This is digital belly to belly. So stop holding yourself back from moving forward with your business. This is my tip for you, my second tip for you. Leverage the internet. Learn how to do it. You're already using it. You have an email address. So you're already on it, right? You have a phone, a smartphone. You're already on the internet. Stop kicking against your own success if you're coming from that traditional world. And don't listen to an offline that tells you otherwise. It's time to learn some new skills. The third tip, if you want to guarantee success in network marketing, is you have to use attraction marketing. So there's a lot of people, when I said use the internet, they go on the internet. They start walking around the internet and just spamming everybody and slapping links all over the place. Well, there's a big problem with that, okay? You came on the internet with the same mindset, you become very needy, you're going to chase people away, all right? It's scientific, you know, I didn't create that, it's nature, okay? If you become very needy and you become spammy and you do things that you become annoying and you become a nuisance, and that's not what we want. So the third tip is to use attraction marketing. And what's attraction marketing? Is essentially you bringing value first to the marketplace and allowing your value to help you capture an audience that really wants to keep hearing more and more from you, and then converting that to sales and recruiting becomes a byproduct. It's just a byproduct. It's something that will happen naturally because you've already shown up and shown up consistently every single day with value into the marketplace. And that's something I cover in details in my free class. If you want to go through my free class, you'll see a link in the description box. So you can go through olatux.com/mastermind. That's olatux.com/mastermind. You'll learn how to use value that you already have inside of you. You may not know it, either you realize it or not, you have value. Use that to attract people. We use attraction marketing. In other words, instead of you chasing people around with links or chasing your family and friends around with the phone, with phone or text messages, you learn how to attract people into your world. You capture their audience, you capture their contact information, you capture organically, okay, without being needy, right? You capture them into your world, they want more. You give them so much value that they want more, right? You give people what they want. Now, the way we do it is to go by giving them what they already want, right? You give people what they want, they will want more at any price that you choose. Okay, so in other words, you could label your price. You could price yourself and say, this is what I want. Sorry for the rain. That's the rain getting heavy around here. All right? So that's the tip that I have for you today. Number one tip is marketing. Number two, leverage the internet. Number three, attraction marketing. Okay? If you do that, you win in any type of business, including network marketing. You will win. Okay? And that's what it comes down to. All right? So that levels the playing field for everybody. There's no excuse, I don't know how to sell, I don't like to sell. No, it's just a simple skill you need to learn now, okay? And that's something I'll give you to you for free in a free class. Right below this page, you see the link, olatux.com/mastermind. And I'll see you on the next one, and peace.